1077 The Island is your station welcoming to the stage an old friend of mine, Mick McDowell, with Maleta Vista Winery in St. Paul. How you doing, sir?
Fantastic, friends, man.
Fantastic. Why have you been away so long? Were you incarcerated?
I did some time, yes.
Maleta Vista Winery, you're throwing a big Valentine's thing here, and I've been talking about it a lot, but I invited you in because I think it's better coming from you, from your perspective. This is your gig, and I could read it and look at how fantastic it seems. However, I was going to ask you about your chef and that special night and just the whole routine.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to get in here and talk about this. It is a great event. It's one of those weekends of the year that you always try to take someone special that's in your life out for dinner. And we've got actually the Friday and Saturday before that, the 9th and 10th, a regular meal. It's a special meal. And, you know, one of the interesting things on the menu for that one is Marry Me Salmon. So if you're going to get engaged, you know, you're going to order her the salmon or one of you anyway. So, but this on Valentine's Day is what we're here to talk about. And this is a unique event. We've got a guest chef, and that's Jordan Narber. Jordan worked for a restaurant here in Grand Island for many years. He's classically French chef trained.
Not a lot of chefs can say that.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Julia Childs, you know, who was classically French, you know, for so many years.
After the meal, he comes out and does his best Julia Child impression while juggling steak knives.
Exactly. And so he'll probably do that between each course. It's with a little a moosh boosh, which I had no idea what it is. It just means like it's a starter. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. It's just a one bite starter, so it's really kind of fun. And it,
how do you say it?
A moosh boosh.
A moosh boosh.
A moosh boosh.
A moosh.
Interesting. That's brand new to me.
It was to me too, you know, and that's part of the whole winery experience is just growth, you know, and that's kind of what this night will be a little bit too. But, you know, even though as elegant as a moosh boosh sounds, you know what that actually is going to be?
What's that?
It's going to be fried pork belly on a piece of crostini, I think.
Dressing it up.
Exactly, with a little bit of tomato marmalade. So I'm really looking forward to that. You know, a few years ago, Loretta and I went to Sacramento, California, and she'd signed us up for a food walk, you know, where you go to some place and then they serve you something and then you go to another, or you walk to another place and they serve. And that's what this kind of reminds me of, is that special experience. And that was one of the most fantastic experiences that I think I'd ever had. And one of the things that excites me about that is we had scallops out there. And that's one of the things that are on here is scallops.
Love the seared scallop.
Yeah, the seared scallop is like the third course. The gazpacho soup, you know, that is.
Is that cold?
It actually is a cold soup, yeah. It really is. And it comes with, of course, the red onions, green peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes. So I don't know whether it's going to be cold or room temperature. I'm still in the dark a little bit.
It's typically more cooler.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. That's how you normally serve it.
So. And I thought, you know, this is supposed to be a unique event, so let's let it unique up on you.
Have you ever ate Chef Jordan's food?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh, you're in for such a delightful.
Is that right?
Oh my, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
That's the voice of Trish.
Hi.
On microphone number 4. Can we address the elephant in the room before we continue?
Sure.
Why did Trish bring you a football?
It was something that
Is it something we can talk about?
I think so, but it
Pat
was...
Pat just told me to bring it to you,
It was just kind of a gift for some of the events that we've sponsored and I think we won it through some of your promotions there. So.
Are we doing, you know, how we generally play football before the big Thanksgiving dinner? Are we doing that before the Valentine's thing?
With your heart. You know, if you were up there during Christmas, you saw my dancing Christmas trees, you know, things like that, which is really kind of cool. Well, I haven't quite got that far with the Valentine's, I've got lights.
You want to know what led me to reach out to you? And number one,
I'm a little afraid of why.
Well, I'm walking around Hy-Vee, and they sell Cougarlicious. Remember I used to drink that? And not bragging, I love the wine, but it's not the most masculine thing to walk up. Yes, I'll have a bottle of Cougarlicious.
And so, do you remember what I told you when you came and you said, you know, I'd really like to have some more of that Cougarlicious, but it just isn't manly enough of a title.
Did we rename it Colt 45?
Yes.
That was the Colt. Hey, Mick, set me up.
38 Special, I think is what it was. let's have a 38 Special.
That's fantastic. So I thought, yeah.
I didn't know if you'd remember that or not.
Of course. And that's when I thought, well, Mick needs to come in and talk about this special night. Have you done these five course on the night that it actually falls on Valentine's Day before?
No. This is actually a first. So if your people want to get in on a first, you know, they don't have to wait to try to win the tickets. They can actually go to our website and purchase tickets. Mm. But this is a first. And if it goes well, I'm hoping.
I think it is a phenomenal thing for you guys to do. Yeah, to have that kind of food and the wine pairing and to bring that all in. You have such a beautiful place anyways. Yeah. And just to have a special night to bring that all together is just, I was super excited when we started talking about it. Like, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's nice to have a fan in on mic four.
I am. I'm a fan of all. I'm a fan of Chef Jordan. I'm a fan of Mala Vista, very much so. Great wines. Great. I love it out there. I've been to a couple weddings out there, so.
It blows me away every time I hear something like that, you know, because.
You should, though. You should be proud of what you have out there. Very much so. Very much so. You've done a very great job out there.
You're too close to it, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But when we go out there, it's like, oh, my God, this is an actual vineyard. With this view and this food, it's unreal.
Yep. And we hear how it compares to California experiences, California views, California wines.
Right here in the middle of Nebraska.
In the middle of Nebraska. And, you know, one of the unique things is that we always talk about, you know, we're always looking at demographics and who's drinking what and this, that, and the other thing. You see Gen Zers that are kind of staying a little away from the wines. But the nice thing about them, most of our wines are sweeter, you know, and that's because the wine style or the grapes themselves lend themselves maybe to a sweeter type of a wine because they're a high acid.
Yeah.
They're a lot higher acid. They maybe have twice the acid that California wines have in. So really? You have to do,
What happens in these winter months? Is there any harvesting that happens or are you living off the past?
It's a once a year type of a deal. Yeah. One and done. Yeah. So during these winter months, in fact, we just started this week, Casey. Ryan is our wholesale salesman and Loretta's son, and he's jack of all trades and master of most, but he's out pruning right now, so he's doing the winter pruning. So you go out, you'll see all these long canes on the fruit, on the vines right now, but eventually, I would say within another 60 days, they're going to have a severe haircut.
Have you ever had pruning weather this warm?
Oh, yeah. You know, once in a But, you know, you're always starting your coveralls and stuff like that. Of course, you got to understand, a lot. We've got about 7 acres of grapes, and it takes us almost till the 1st of April sometimes to get done. So, you know, what's really fun is, you know, I was listening to the geese as I was walking in here, and we'll hear the geese and the cranes. And, you know, it seems like they kettle right over the river that we're perched above. And so, yeah, this time of year, you know, it starts to remind me all the cool things there.
Waking up with Franz Mann, one man party in the morning on the island.
But back to this food. This food is really, you know, we're looking at the gazpacho, you know, and then he's got roasted beet salad. You know, most of us think of earthy. You know, it's not going to be like that, folks. It's going to be salt roasted. It's going to be something unique and fantastic. It'll have a little arugula in there, which is a fancy word for crinkly arugula. Lettuce.
It's a very nice lettuce.
And it's a very nice salad. And, and I'm excited.
Complimentary flavors.
Yes, very, yes, very much so.
You know this is going to be delicious. I'm glad you're here. You start, what did you call the appetizer, that fancy?
A mouche bouche.
A mouche bouche.
It's not going in.
Think a mousse.
Mousse.
Mousse bouche.
A mousse bouche. It doesn't sound like.
You're close, Franz.
A mousse bouche.
It doesn't sound like.
You're going to boost a mousse.
It doesn't sound like something we should be saying on the air. I'm just saying. But it's actually technically a pork belly bruschetta.
Basically, that is what it is, Franz Mann.
Adorned with a mayo and tomato marmalade, a symphony of flavors to ignite your palate. This is fantastic.
I like that, man. You make it sound so cool.
I you do. let me ask, is this, I heard that this is one seating. Everybody eats at the same time?
Yes, yes, yes.
I love that, but does that not lend itself to selling out? Is this going to?
Yeah, it should. Yeah, it really
should.
So it's
just one seating.
Yeah, it's just one seating and that's it. So, I mean, we'll start serving right around 7 o'clock. And then the hope is that Chef Jordan will be able to come out before each course, tell you a little bit about it. And we'll also, I'll be there. I'll talk about the wines because you're not only getting the food, you're getting the wines that we're pairing with these wines. So I've got one that I'm putting together right now. I say putting together because wines don't just always come together. There's a little bit of tweaking here and there, and there's a few things that you can do. And we've got a dry white wine that we're trying to pull together a little bit. The interesting thing about this dry white wine, it's called Itasca, and we raise it there. It was on the south. It's on the south side of our hill. So as you're looking out towards St. Paul, that's what you see. Is you see all this Itasca grape, and it is one of the grapes that I can actually say it gets better with age in the bottle. It actually takes about 2 years for it to kind of soften up to give you the gooseberry flavors and pear flavors and everything that's just soft, a lot softer than when you put it in the bottle because the acids are intense enough.
It sounds phenomenal.
Oh, it is. It really is. But things, we do. Yeah.
Are you constantly learning still?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's a science.
Yeah. Well, there's 10,000 grapes out there, man.
I did not know that.
Exactly. There's over 10,000 varieties of grapes. And so it's like you don't learn it all overnight. And, there, you know. Begin the day with a friendly
voice. Hello! Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
The interesting thing is that The Trial of Paris, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. What is it? Bottle Shock. That's a very interesting movie. And it's about California's coming of age. And in 1976, they took some wines over to France. They competed. The French judges over there thought, oh, this is swill. And they threw it away, you know, or they after their samples. What they didn't know is that the American wines were actually so much better than their French wines. And they thought, oh, this cannot be true. So 40 years later, you know, they come back and they do the whole thing over again, reds and whites. And you know who won again? California.
Yep.
California.
I've heard that.
Yeah. It's a really cool story. And we kind of had our trial in Paris a couple of times. It was back in 2012. I was fighting to try to figure out if I could do any more than a bronze medal in any competition. And then all of a sudden we started getting golds and then double golds. And we
fantastic.
Won two best of shows. And the one that was really cool was the one in Sonoma.
That's cool.
It was. So the wines are getting good. They've always been great. Nebraska makes fantastic white wines. And so some of these will be served with the whites. White wines, white meats, things like that.
As you had touched on earlier, isn't it almost impossible to not be unique just being in Nebraska alone? Because the landscape is different. The soil is different. The water is different, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes by humidity as well when you make wines and stuff like that too, no?
Yeah. And what I'm finding, you know, I kind of brought it up a few years ago was Marquette is a tremendous grape that we have. And what I didn't know, and I learned from Ed Swanson, who's a grape breeder, and we've got a couple of his varieties on site too. They're experimental. But he said, you know, he says, Marquette is actually partly bred from Pinot Noir.
Really?
And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. It's kind of a cool climate, coastal thing, and mainly in Oregon and Washington. You know, Oregon's a big place for that. And so then I started tasting wines in Minnesota, and they were a little more intense in some ways than some of our Nebraska wines. And I thought, then I saw Growing Degree Days, and, you know, being an agriculturalist and a former county agent, you know, that started to matriculate. And I said, you know, I think the slower that those would accumulate, so if we can grow those in northern Nebraska, we might have a longer, less intense growing season and actually intensify those varieties. And I think that's one of those things that is a industry that we're learning. And so we're saying, yeah, some people say, you know, that's kind of exciting. So now we're trying to source some of our Marquette grapes from the northern part if we can, just to intensify the flavors and just make better wine. So,
how many different lines of wine does Moleta Vista Winery make?
Too many. I think we've got 22 labels. So we've got another one that would be a blend that'll be a fortified wine. We have an exciting wine. It's the last one on this menu that's going to be the Legacy Poached Pear. We haven't even talked about dessert. You know, most times you don't like pears, but my gosh, we poached this thing in our 8-year-old barrel-aged port wine, which has flavors of dark chocolate, caramel, what was the other thing? Oh, espresso bean. I love the espresso bean flavor that comes out of that. And so this pear is soaked in that and then poached for a while. And so we've got that one as a fortified wine. And then I tasted another one. It's like, oh, fortified means what you do is you distill some of your grapes, your wine that you made, and it becomes alcohol. And when it comes out of the alcohol distillery, it's about 110 to, I've had some at 140 proof alcohol. So,
wow.
Yeah. So,
and you were still able to see after that?
We only put a little bit in. You know, it's measured amount there, Franz, man.
Concentrated form.
So I've had some of that stuff in barrel, and I'm going to cut it with water down to about 40 proof. And then but we can't sell the brandy, but we can use it for making wines and stuff like that. But I need to get some more that hasn't been barrel aged because it'll be a non-aged wine of St. Croix and Frontenac. And that will be a fresh, fortified. And I think it'll be so we might have 23 labels here before too long. But it's kind of fun. We try to pare some of those down. And about the time we do, you know, we got rid of Serenade a few years ago and people, you know, wanted to know, when are you going to bring that back? And so we had Brianna. Brianna was a challenging one. It's a challenge to make great wine out of Brianna. We've made two best of shows out of it twice. And so it's kind of hard to get rid of that one.
Yeah.
Because people really like it too. So it's interesting. Yeah.
We're talking with Mick McDowell with Moleta Vista Winery in St. Paul. You could win a dinner for two. It's a 5-course meal with Chef Jordan Narbert. And you could sign up to win tickets. You could purchase them. Sign up to win them first. Go to 1077theisland.com. Mick, we should mention Williams Flower Company is part of this, right?
Yeah. They've been gracious enough. They're going to give a long-stem rose to all of the ladies that are there that night. And then for the two that win this special meal that KSYZ is sponsoring here, they're going to get a nice bouquet for their table.
On every table.
No, on the winner's table.
On the winner's table. Now, it does say here in the press release, Chef Jordan Narber will personally introduce each course, sharing insights and creating a magical atmosphere.
Exactly.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Mann, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.
In the press release, Chef Jordan Narber will personally introduce each course, sharing insights and creating a magical atmosphere.
Exactly.
You'll know if he's enjoying it too much if when he brings out the rose for each lady, he's holding it in his teeth. Happy Valentine's Day.
He almost has that personality. He would do that. He's very proud of what he does, and he should be. As he very well should be.
Yeah, he's an extraordinary talent. He really is. And so we're very fortunate to have him there. And I think everybody that buys a ticket or enters to win this can expect just a phenomenal evening. And I'm hoping that this won't be the last special event type dinner that we do. I'm hoping that maybe once a quarter that we can try to figure something out to do.
I think every holiday you should do one of these one seating. How many seats will eat at the same time?
Well, we've got it so that we could do up to 60. So there may be some communal seating. So if we have a table of six, there may be three couples there, but dependent upon the number. But yeah, we've limited it. We've put a limit on it at 60. And that keeps everybody in the room, gives us plenty of space in between.
It ensures quality.
I agree. It's going to be a quality experience from top to bottom because you'll be able to experience it and experience what other people are experiencing at the same time, which I think is kind of unique. And that's the kind of unique experience that we're hoping for here.
You got it all going on there in St. Paul.
It's amazing. It's an amazing place. It's a magical place sitting up on top of that hill, 350 feet above the river. You can see to the east 30 miles and to the south 15. And on a good, clear night in the wintertime, guess what? I can see the overpass light bulbs here in Grand Island. That's just amazing.
That's crazy.
That's the kind of view we have. But the good Lord's blessed us. There's no two ways about it. You know, he's been there for us the whole way and just keeps bringing us talents like Jordan and events like this, and we're excited to have it. So get online, take a look at MaletaVistaWinery.com. That's where you can find all our events. We've got other things coming up, but this one is one that we're very excited about. The murder mysteries have always been fun. We'll have to maybe try and talk about those a little bit later, too, because those are in March and April. And I think, we've also got a event where you can come and get your bingo card out. And have you ever been to that one?
No.
Of those? They play songs, and then you have to have your phone, and it identifies the song. And then if the song title is on your
while you drink phenomenal wine, right?
And yes, exactly. No. Right, exactly. So that's coming up in February.
I think
also.
That would be. I'm really not good at that game.
You'll definitely
if I'm
have
not
to,
drinking wine. That's so a hoot. I would see how well that would turn out in the end of all of that.
We did that twice last year, and that is a hoot. So this is the first event of several that are coming up through
awesome.
February, March, and April. And
it's exciting.
You know, maybe we've got their best first here, and it's for that special night with you and your favorite date.
You'll definitely have to come back after Valentine's Day to talk about upcoming. Let me just ask this. Is it 21 plus? I mean, somebody could come and eat and not.
No. It's 21 or over, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's limited to 21 and over.
And just a side note here, as far as you registering to win, it's not a big form. It's an email and phone number, and then you're entered. You do that once a day, and good luck from Maleta Vista Winery in St. Paul and 10770 Allen. Mick, thank you so much for coming in. It's good to see you.
It's great to see you, and thank you for having us. I think this is exciting. I think this is exciting for everybody in the area, and we have an area draw. We draw from, you know, it's amazing. We see Lincoln and Omaha people there every week, but this will be really a Grand
That's
Island
really
listening
cool.
area.
Work the drive from anywhere.
Exactly.
Say the name of that appetizer one more time in closing.
A moose boosh. No, it's a moose boosh.
All right. Trish, call
like
the FCC
that.
And see if this is legal.
It is. It is. A moose boosh is totally legal.
Right.
Moose boosh.
I'm not saying
I'll work
it,
with you all
case.
Day, France, okay? Moose boosh. We'll
get
it.
Could you give him some tips on that?
So,
yeah,
so I had an opportunity to work with Jordan in a previous...
previous
rest,
life,
yes,
yeah.
At the previous life. When I first started working for him, I had to learn how to say all of these things. It was definitely an interesting verbal training to
really?
Learn how to articulate these specific words that Grand Island doesn't use those kind of culinary
no,
words. So,
no.
Yeah. It's very fun, and it's awesome to be able to say those things and know what they mean now. So.
But, you know, you bring up an interesting point, too, is that there when you look at this menu and you see words on there that you don't normally see, it could intimidate you very easily.
Yes.
But
or excite you, I hope.
Or excite you.
I hope
you.
It excites
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I hope it excites you because it's worth every
depends
bit
on your personality.
It.
Yeah,
some people would be intimidated, and other people would say, "I want to experience that."
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, and so it's everyone's going to come; they're going to be on the same playing field, and it's really just an experience. It's an exciting experience. So
yes.
I'm anxious for your listeners to be there.
Me too.
Maybe we'll see you, man.
Maybe,
Trish.
Maybe.
All right.
Trish, you got any sisters?
I don't. Yes.
All right, we are completely out of time.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me in.
My pleasure.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Fransman One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.